Saturday in Sochi, world-class athletes will strap on skis to compete in Olympic, alpine, and cross-country events. Meanwhile, almost 6,000 miles away in northern Wisconsin, a lesser-known ski-related race will draw some unique athletes. For the 15th consecutive year, people of various sizes, shapes, and experience will barrel down a 130-foot-long slope featuring a 15-foot drop on handcrafted variations of a bar stool attached to snow skis. WUWM's Susan Bentz watched last year's spectacle and gives us a taste of the Drummond Snowjack Barstool races.
Drummond, Wisconsin, population 150, lies about 45 meandering miles of stream and forest south of Lake Superior. The town boasts a public library, historical museum, civic center, and the Brian Miller Hill. Dan Iverson helped fashion it.
Then we seed it and mow it every year and keep it in shape. Each year we make improvements.
The slope is off limits for 364 days a year, except to people like Iverson who will tend it. But that changes on race day. Iverson stops racers to eyeball their barstool ski contraptions to confirm they meet official guidelines.
Minimum 27 height, 18-inch width, 5-inch wide skis, and minimum width is 2 inches wide.
Tristan Kern and his buddies' two entries pass muster. One is Green Bay Packer football theme.
Well, what we have here is a bar stool on skis and a field goal post mounted on the back of it with a football field running off the back of the skis.
Where did you get the materials?
Well, I can thank L&M Fleet out of Hayward for our bar stool supplier.
Was it a gift?
No, they just happen to have everything we need. Everything.
Kern is entering his second creation in the open anything on skis category. He mounted a jukebox on skis.
The one bar that sponsors us, they like us to do Packers, and then the other business does jukeboxes.
When his turn comes, Kern will mount his sled next to a competitor. When they get the signal, each is given a push. Whoever makes it down the snow-packed slope first, still seated, wins the round. Win or lose, Tristan Kern says it's a blast. Ashley Phelps' carrier is compact and without frills, save a splash of pink and a few Berber daisies. Although the Duluth, Minnesota resident is new to the racing scene, her boyfriend is not.
He did the structure, and then we just made it pretty.
Bespectacled and serious, Phelps' boyfriend, Jared Peeler, says construction aside, the event is really a pusher's race.
If you can tell your pusher, you know, when you get out to that lip, push down and not out. There's little secrets. I mean, it's anything to give you a little cutting edge. Paul and I and my brother, we have an agreement. He gets me off the line first. I'll do whatever I can do to win.
Peeler is hungry to win. He placed first in the 2010 and 11 races. As for his girlfriend, Ashley Phelps, she'll be pushing her friend, Kelsey Splinter. They tested their teamwork on a nearby hill. Splinter is still amazed she remained upright.
When you go over the hill for the first time, it's kind of like a, oh crap, am I going to fall off? So, but it's good. It's quite the thrill.
Dale Alvin also calls it a thrill. The burly, bearded fellow, known as Grizz, has been king of the hill since the very first barstool race.
Yeah, I've been up here, starting everybody off and watched the foul line and stuff. And you'll hear me when I talk to the people. I tell them, watch the green light. And when I say go, you know, your starters are ready. They have to watch for the green light. I tell them all the time, watch the green light. And when I say go, those guys in there hit the button.
Grizz looks out on a swarm of spectators and racers. There's the occasional costumed competitor, a chipmunk here, gorilla there, and the more traditional themed lumberjack look.
I mean, those guys have a 16-foot boat cut in half, and they're going to go down the hill with it. I can't wait to see that.
After local telephone company employee Lisa Schaefer sings the national anthem, like she does every year. The battle commences.
All right, here we go.
Okay, racers, watch that light.
It takes more time to line teams up than to race.
And we're off.
Some racers stay on track, others careen into the median or the hay bales lining the perimeter of the steep course. Racers who take a tumble get another chance at the hill before they're disqualified. Tristan Kern's Green Bay Packers' magnificent goalpost lifts up, off, and away on its slide down the hill. While they didn't win the race, they placed first in show for their design. And Kern's jukebox on skis placed second in open class. His team is euphoric.
They said we're here to put on a show. I think we did that. I think we entertained some people, and it's time to, you know,
celebrate.
See what else happens for the rest of the evening.
Jared Peeler's brother pushed him to victory. but not before he took a tumble that sent his glasses flying. As the race ends, he's still slightly stunned.
When I crashed that second to last race, I had no clue where my sled was. I'm looking around. I didn't realize I lost my glasses.
Will he be back in 2014?
As long as my brother's good to go, we'll come back. It's too much fun. You can't pass it up. Yeah.
We've got trophies here for second place.
While race champions are crowned and money raised for local causes, longtime race organizer Grizz Alvin says the real winner on race day is the community.
What they create here is unbelievable. And the ideas are just crazy. I mean, it's wonderful. And it brings people together. A lot of people in the area come here and have a couple of beers and brats, have fun and talk stupid and just have a ball.
Almost 3 years in a row. Almost. A dynasty. You guys are starting a whole collection of